None but the hungry heart. 6:11. Treasure trove. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Romans 8:9. The Spirit's ministry is to make Christ all to each. We are the objects of the continual care and discipline of our Heavenly Father. If we walk after the flesh instead of after the Spirit, this may call for his loving rebuke and chastening, child training, but that in no way interferes with the precious truth of our continual acceptance and position in the risen Lord Jesus Christ, by whose one offering we have been perfected for ever. Through grace, we are not in the flesh, but in Christ. Yet the flesh is in us. But our part is to reckon it as having been, before God and to faith, judicially put to death in Christ crucified, thus setting us free to be so constantly occupied with the triumphant Son of God as to find all our resources, all our strength, all our springs in him. If we have the Lord Jesus, we have all. Without him, we have nothing. You can be happy without money, without liberty, without parents, and without friends, if he is yours. If you have not Christ, neither money, nor liberty, nor parents, nor friends can make you happy. Christ with a chain is liberty. Liberty without Christ is a chain. Christ without anything is riches. All things without Christ is poverty indeed. If children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. Romans 8:17.